Yo, what's good? My self-care squad. Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of sass. Let's be real. Gen Z scrolling through Insta is like watching everyone else live their best lives while we're stuck in our dorm room with last week's laundry pile. It's enough to make you want to scream into the void, or at least ghost your whole social media feed. But hold up, fam. Before you delete your account and run off to a secluded cabin, don't worry, I won't judge. Let's talk about how to actually nurture your social well-being, because let's face it, even introverts need connection, right? Okay, so here's the tea. True self-care isn't just bubble baths and matcha lattes, though those are fire too. It's about having a healthy balance in every aspect of your life, and that includes your social circles. Think about it, ever felt like you're surrounded by energy vampires who drain your entire vibe? Or maybe you spend more time scrolling through feeds than actually talking to real people. You know that feeling when your inbox is blowing up but your IRL squad feels kinda empty? That's where we need to step in. Listen, I'm not saying you got to become a social butterfly overnight. Unless that's your thing, then go for it. But there are some simple tweaks you can make to level up your social game and actually feel good about connecting with people. Number 1. Ditch the comparison trap. Seriously, scrolling through perfectly curated feeds is a recipe for instant self-doubt. Remember, everyone's life is a highlight reel, yours included. So instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on celebrating your own wins, big or small. You're killing it in your own unique way. Number 2. Set some boundaries, fam. It's okay to say no sometimes. Seriously, you're not obligated to attend every social event or please everyone all the time. Protect your energy by choosing events that genuinely excite you and spending time with people who lift you up. And hey, if someone doesn't respect your boundaries, they are not worth your time anyway. Number 3. Be a good listener. It's easier said than done, I know, especially when our brains are constantly buzzing with notifications. But truly listening to what others have to say shows that you care and builds genuine connections. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actually engage in the conversation. Trust me, people will appreciate it. Number 4. Don't be afraid to reach out. Remember those times when you were feeling lonely or overwhelmed? It's okay to ask for help or simply connect with someone who gets you. Sending a text, making a phone call, or even popping into your friend's DMs can make a world of difference. Number 5. Invest in meaningful connections. We all have those 1 in a million friends, the ones who get us on a level that no one else does. Nurture those relationships. Spend quality time together, share your dreams and fears, and build a support system that will be there for you through thick and thin. Think about it. Scrolling endlessly through TikTok is fun, but having real conversations with people who make you laugh and understand you, that's the ultimate self-care win. Like, imagine this, you're chilling with your besties, sharing stories, laughing until your sides hurt, and feeling a genuine sense of belonging. Sounds pretty dope, right? Now, picture yourself in that scenario. What kind of energy are you bringing to the table? Are you fully present, engaged, and ready to connect? Or are you distracted by your phone, constantly checking notifications, and missing out on the real-life magic happening around you? Okay, so here's the mic drop takeaway. True self-care isn't about isolating yourself from the world. It's about building healthy relationships that nourish your soul and make you feel truly connected. So ditch the social media comparison game, set some boundaries, be a good listener, reach out to those who matter most, and invest in meaningful connections. Now, go forth and slay the social scene. And don't forget to hit me up with your thoughts on this episode, DM me on Insta, tag it in your TikTok stories, or just leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going. And hey, if you loved this episode, smash that subscribe button and tell all your friends about Self-Care RX. It's time to level up your self-care game, one relatable podcast at a time.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.